Here's today's In Touch devotion.
Today's scripture reading is Isaiah chapter 9, verses 6 and 7. For a child will be born to us, a son will be given to us, and the government will rest on his shoulders. And his name will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Eternal Father, Prince of Peace. There will be no end to the increase of his government or of peace on the throne of David and over his kingdom, to establish it and to uphold it with justice and righteousness from then on and forevermore. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will accomplish this.
The Christmas rush is here. There are plans to make, gifts to buy, and parties to attend. These activities can leave us exhausted. Instead of experiencing peace and joy, we may feel overwhelmed because there's too much to do. What's more, this time of year can bring sad memories and loneliness. And maybe unrealistic expectations or conflicts with loved ones leave us discouraged. How can Jesus be our Prince of Peace when we feel everything but peace? To understand why the Lord was given this title, we must understand what it means. Jesus did not come to do away with all conflicts, not yet anyway. One day he will return to earth and rule as king in an environment of harmony. But he said that in this present life, we'd have trouble. When Christ came to earth, his goal was to bring us peace by reconciling us to the Heavenly Father. His death on the cross paid the world's sin debt in full, and each person who receives his gift of forgiveness is adopted into God's family. And Jesus offers those of us who trust in him divine peace, an inner serenity that can fill our heart and mind no matter what's going on in our circumstances. Is your life characterized by a quiet assurance that guards your thinking and emotions all day long? Try setting aside time each day to fix your eyes upon Jesus. Then, let him heal your heart and calm your spirit.